In an athletic career spanning almost two decades, Ryan Hall became one of the most decorated marathoners in U.S. distance running history. The two-time Olympian won the Olympic marathon trials in 2008. He ran the fastest debut marathon time ever by an American at London in 2007. And he ran the fastest Boston Marathon ever by an American in 2010. In 2016, at the age of 33, Ryan Hall retired from pro running, and he just wrapped up a book about it. It's called Run the Mile You're In. Ryan Hall is with me on Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Ryan Hall's with me from his home out in Flagstaff, Arizona. So the book, Run the Mile You're In, Ryan. What was the impetus for writing your life story like this?
Yeah, I'm so excited to share this with people because it's been kind of in the works for, I don't know, a period of like 10 years where I'd start writing a little bit and save it as a draft in my email and get about a chapter or two done and then be like, no, like, it doesn't feel quite right. Like, it didn't feel like the right timing until I ran the World Marathon Challenge after I actually retired from professional running, which is 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. And after that, I felt like it was kind of the end of the season for me and felt like it was my time to start writing. So I'd get up every morning, 5 a.m., and brew some coffee and just write for a couple hours, and after a couple months, I had my story down on paper and just got really, really excited, just remembering all the things God had kind of taught me along the way. He answered so many of my questions I had from the time I was a little kid getting into the sport that I was curious about, like, what is it going to take for me to get there? And it was fun to, like, reflect back on what it does take after having traveled the road.
There are 26 chapters in this book, and by the way, there are 26 miles in a marathon, well, approximately 26 miles in a marathon, so I love the symmetry, Ryan.
Yeah. I think, runners can relate to that, and it was like a big kind of life lesson coupled with a big story or a big experience that I had going through that makes up each one of those chapters. So a lot of fun memories. And also, I talk about a lot of my failures and struggles along the way as well, because that was a very big part of my journey with learning to overcome those down moments.
Well, it's been a few years since we've had you here on Sports and Commentary. I've seen some recent pictures. I got to say, Ryan, you are really ripped. You've been in the gym, my friend.
Yeah, it's been a fun venture with the weights, and it's just a way for me to kind of stay true to who I am, like, I just love pushing myself, and it's fun to see improvement. So it's like I give myself an hour every day in my garage. I have a little basic home gym, and just crank away for an hour, and then I feel good and ready to go for the rest of the day. And it's one of the things that, like, gives me energy too, because we were training at such a high level running professionally that you're just kind of walking around feeling like a zombie the rest of the day because you're training so hard. Whereas with the weights, doing an hour a day, like, it gives me energy. I feel more energized afterwards. So it's been a really healthy kind of fun thing for me to pick up.
Yeah, when you were competing, I mean, you were pencil thin. What was it, like, you're 5'10", a little over 100 pounds or something like that. You'd have to run around a shower just to get wet. You were so thin. Did maintaining that kind of weight to be a world-class marathoner really take a toll on you physically?
Yeah, for sure. Like, so for example, every time I would get blood work done, my testosterone would come back as being clinically low. And that was just a result of doing so much endurance training. It's pretty typical for endurance athletes. When your testosterone is low, your motivation's kind of low, you feel kind of tired all the time. And so I think that was a big reason of why I felt so tired. At the same time, like, when it is low for us as pro athletes, we can't do anything about it. We can try natural things, but we're getting tested, and testosterone is a banned substance. So we had to, I tried all the natural stuff, but nothing would work. But after I retired from running, got into weightlifting, put on some weight, because I retired I was at 127 pounds at 5'10", so I was really, really frail and weak, and but that's just part of the cost. And I think I did get too light, but part of the cost of being being excellent at anything and trying to become world class at any endeavor, it requires a certain amount of unbalanced lifestyle, and that's been one of the things that's been fun for me to now have a much more balanced life. I'm grateful for the season I had as a professional runner, and it was really fun to go after becoming the best version of myself as a runner, but now life feels a lot more healthy as I'm not so much focused on my own personal performance, but trying to help other people as I get into coaching and coach my wife and a couple athletes online. So it's been really fun to kind of transition, take the focus off myself and put it on to helping other people more.
Yeah, your wife is Sarah. She's been on this show before talking about her faith and running. She's an NCAA champion at Stanford, where the two of you met. We're going to talk about your family and your faith coming up here as we unpack the story of Ryan Hall, the two-time Olympic marathoner. His book is Run the Mile You're In, and Ryan, we'll catch up again with you soon down there in Flag. God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.